Mark Morano is a publisher of Climate Depot, that is, and the author of the book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Mark, good to have you back with us, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Happy to be here.
All right. So according to Bloomberg, the White House is contemplating declaring a climate emergency. No border emergency declared, but a climate emergency. Mark, why is that?
Well, you heard that CBS reporter, the interview, talk about they're looking for certainty. It's unknown. There is one certainty. We would be screwed under a climate emergency, because what Joe Biden is doing, and this is NBC News reported this, these would be COVID-like and 9/11 emergency power, similar to those kind of powers. The Center for Biological Diversity estimated Joe Biden would get 130 wartime executive powers by which to wield his swords against climate change somehow. And what this means, and this is the third time the Biden White House has floated this prospect. Now, remember, they've been urged by Chuck Schumer, by AOC, by the Weather Channel lead meteorologist in an interview with Biden. Why haven't you declared a climate emergency yet? In a declared climate emergency, climate activists say you'll only be able to fly when it's morally justifiable. We're already seeing what's happened in Germany last week, where the German transport minister suggested, floated the idea of a weekend car travel ban for gas-powered cars in order for Germany to meet their climate goals. There is pretty much no end to what Joe Biden could invoke under a climate emergency to get done. Airline restrictions. CNN, a month ago, Vince, proposed carbon passports for travel to monitor how much air flying people do so that we can start limiting it. This is all in that vein. And the key thing about everything I just mentioned, Vince, they want it to bypass democracy. The same way in COVID lockdown, the most consequential decisions of our life were made without a single ounce of democracy. School closures, church closures, stay-at-home orders, medical procedures canceled, weddings, funerals canceled, no vote of parliament, no vote of Congress, no vote of your state legislator, your county board. It was all unelected bureaucrats doing it. That is the model here, and it's actually very similar to a Chinese one-party rule model where no democracy need apply.
So travel restrictions, they will regulate your energy usage, government tracking devices to monitor your energy usage, and just an oppressive, tyrannical system. If that is, if they really, you know, think that they can get a, you know, control the weather here, this is how they're going to have to do it, by just robbing us of all liberty, meaningful liberty.
It's absolutely true. And if you look at the history, my book, The Great Reset, I go back and I actually quote a BBC historian. The greatest violations of human liberty have occurred during times of government-declared emergency powers due to some real or imagined crises. And you could go back to the Roman Republic's descent into an empire, the abuse of emergency power, centralization of power in the Middle Ages, Nazi Germany, Hitler's rise. I'm violating Godwin's law here, making a Nazi analogy. But Hitler's rise to power was using emergency powers as well. 9/11 emergency power in the United States gave us a surveillance state, that with, along with the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
The COVID emergency declaration gave us the biosecurity state. And this is where we are. So a climate emergency is going to give us what's very similar to a climate lockdown, is what the phrase you could use. This gives Joe Biden essentially wartime powers, and it could affect agriculture, transportation, even more so on energy.
But I didn't hear the CBS lady say that. She just said that Biden would be able to control oil exports and he would increase investment in green energy.
Well, first of all, investment in green energy, the Inflation Reduction Act is now estimated to be almost $2 trillion in spending in perpetuity, decades into the future. What could he do that they already have an open blank check for all of that? So it's not that. Here's another key point. Remember the COVID emergency declaration somehow, and no one could quite figure it out, gave the CDC power to tell landlords they couldn't evict tenants. The CDC told airlines, planes, trains, automobiles that you had to have mask mandates. It took almost 2 years
yes.
for one President Trump federally appointed judge to overturn those. It's completely unconstitutional. So what I'm getting at here is there is no rules. If it's an emergency declaration and it's wartime and we face a climate emergency, they can pretty much do whatever they want at that moment, whatever they think they can get away with, and it could be years before any courts stop them. That's the mess that we face when you deal with the abuse of emergency power, which is what we've seen now since, particularly in the U.S., since 9/11, and then, of course, COVID, and now add to that a climate emergency.
Right. And, you know, and I remember we've heard audio, of course, from World Economic Forum types saying that the COVID experience was a good test run for what would be necessary during a climate emergency. So they've already been fantasizing about using those powers to tackle the weather.
They have absolutely been doing that. When a guy named Lindsay Hoyle in the UK, House of Commons, actually said he was amazed at how compliant the public was during the COVID lockdowns. And now is the time, he said this 2 years ago, now is the time to move to a version of a climate lockdown where the public is willing to accept, you know, these kind of restrictions on their lives. And I'll tell you, here's the scary thing. The British Medical Journal, 200 other medical journals, are lobbying the World Health Organization and the UN to roll climate change into a public health threat, to make it part of our public health response. Medical journals are getting involved. The Harvard Medical School. And here's the other thing. We have, in reality, a doctor in Canada, head of emergency department, diagnosed the first patient in the world, clinically diagnosed him as suffering from climate change. She was suffering from heat stroke. He wrote down climate change. And academics in Australia want to add climate change as a cause of death on death certificate.
Mm-hmm.
The circle is complete. COVID morphing into public health, COVID climate together, very similar. The policies are all the same. Restricting human freedom to keep us safe. Government comes in with emergency powers and keeps us safe because we are the unwashed masses, and we will destroy ourselves, kill each other, create racism, climate crisis, unless they're in charge and wielding over us with these emergency powers.
Mark Morano, and they don't believe it either. That's the other thing. They're not the goal, the idea that the weather is on the verge of killing us, that there's an existential threat looming around the corner, that we are at the last possible moment, that we have to move to save ourselves, as if the alien invasion is just seconds away and we need to pull the Earth's resources, gather every nuke, get Kim Jong-un in on it. We have to fire back against the aliens. That's not what they're doing here. I haven't heard a single policy proposal of bombing Chinese coal fields. They haven't once suggested we need to disable all of those carbon emitters all around the planet. They just talk about attacking us.
No, in fact, last week, the Biden administration announced restrictions on energy focusing on Alaska. One of them was affecting one of the few U.S. copper mines. And guess who's had a record copper production last year? China. China's number three in the world, followed closely by Democrat Republic of Congo, where you see the eight-year-olds in flip-flops working the mines. This is what makes no sense. It's the most insane national security threat to literally outsource all of our rare earth mining to China while we shut down the U.S. domestic source, which is the highest human rights, highest environmental standards in the world.
Right.
And this is the mess we've got ourselves into. So this has to be part of the campaign. I'm hoping this becomes the opposition to Biden, because they could get away with this. If Biden wins re-election somehow, this is definitely the plan to declare this climate emergency, especially because he doesn't have to deal with a pesky Congress. He can just have a free hand.
And the effects on humanity will be immense. I mean, the fact that the death and suffering that would ensue from something like that would be, I don't even know if it would be measurable, would it, Mark?
No, it's not. Here's what the bottom line is this. They're trying to have the intentional collapse and rationing of energy, our transportation, gas-powered car bans,
yes,
making cheap airlines a thing of the past. France is banning short-haul flights of 2.5 hours or less, and they're restricting our food supply, going after nitrogen-based high-yield agriculture and animal agriculture, meat-eating because of methane. So the collapse of food, energy, transportation gets a whole lot easier if you can do this under wartime emergency power declaration.
Yeah, and if they tell you you can't run your heat in the winter, you're dead where you sit. I mean, it's not... These are life and death decisions that they're playing with.
In fact, the Olympic Committee is going to ban air conditioning for the athletes in Paris this summer for the Summer Olympics as some kind of global warming virtue signal. You're going to have elite athletes suffering, and they're going to allow the temperature of 79 degrees. It's all over Europe now.
Wait.
And in Colorado, they're already controlling your thermostat during heat waves. You have the actual utilities control how cool you make your house. This is not science fiction. This is reality now.
Wait. Okay, so the Olympics is going to prevent the athletes from having air conditioning, but will they still have private jets flying world leaders into their private boxes at the events?
Absolutely will. In fact, the same week that Bill Gates, this is 2021, was calling for longer lockdowns of COVID, he was making a bid on the world's largest private jet transport company, trying to acquire it. This is the way they think. We are the masses. We're the unwashed masses. Yes. And the idea is they're important. They're saving the rest of us. And we can't really be concerned with what they're doing. They don't have to follow the rules because they're above us. And that's how it is. Throughout history, the ruling class, governing elite, have tried to think of reasons why the rest of us can't be free.
Yeah.
And emergency power declarations and imagined crises have been the ticket. And that's just where we are right now. A climate emergency is something that we have to fight with every ounce of our being. And I hope the Republican Congress, if he does this, and again, the corporate media is reporting, CBS News, this is Bloomberg, it may happen. It would give Joe Biden the chance to be a hero among his climate environment base before the election.
Yeah, and that kind of thinking, by the way, the elites towards the unwashed masses, now you know why they want to encourage everybody to abort their own children. That goes right in there. Hey, Mark Morano, thank you very much. Publisher at Climate Depot and the author of the book, The Great Reset. Good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it.